Hey there, my friend, it's Trisha Carr. Real quick before we head into this episode, I just want to make sure that you know about Modern Mystic Life, a subscription service for spiritual mentoring and education. The monthly subscription is only $11.11 per month. We have regular support and inspiration delivered with the utmost ease right into your text messenger 2 to 4 times per week. You can use your mobile device or your desktop messenger to access the lessons and meditations, a monthly MP3 download of a produced meditation, at least once per month live meditation led by me. There is no account login, and we have a monthly live class workshop. These are usually $35 for non-subscribers, so it is quite a deal. And the community is amazing. This is a way for you to support the Charmed Life podcast and also a way for us to be able to work more closely together. So do check out how you can subscribe in the show notes. I hope to see you there. Hello and welcome to the Charmed Life podcast. This podcast is all about magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love of the universe, and I am your host. My name is Trisha Carr. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Charmed Life, and I'm Trisha Carr, and this is a very exciting episode. I've been looking forward to it for a while. This is going to help us to understand why, perhaps, money manifestation as a practice or a technique, that alone, money manifestation alone, isn't working for us. I did a webinar not too long ago, in the last 3 months, I think it was, about why spiritual folks aren't making money. So that's actually on the YouTube channel, and I think I did post it on the podcast. So I will link it below for both of you, for whether you're listening live on YouTube or in replay on YouTube, or if you're listening to the podcast. I'll make sure that you can find that as an additional contemplation of the subject that we have today, because I have a very special guest, and this person is the spiritual investor, and I'm so excited to be in her energy. And so this is Elizabeth Ralph. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. It's so fun.
I'm so excited to talk to you. Like I said, I feel like it's been, whether it's from lives past, because we had this instant connection when we got on the preliminary time together, or if it's just me having seen your work on social media and through a mutual contact that we have, Emma Dunwoody. Mm-hmm. Just really excited to be in your energy. What a powerful work that you're doing, the spiritual investor. So would you like to share with us a little bit about what that means, what work you're doing, or your journey, wherever you want to start?
Yes. First of all, thank you for that. Just connecting here, being in your energy. We talked about that. It's rising us all for sure. The spiritual investor, that definitely chose me. I did not choose it. I was in finance, so I was an energy trader. I traded oil and natural gas down in San Diego for about 11 years. And then partway through, I realized, you know what? This is a great job. I'm so grateful, but I don't want to do this for the rest of my life, because I don't want to be coming into a corporate office watching. I feel like I lived in the Matrix, right? So I'm like, how can I buy my way out of the Matrix? And so the way to buy my way out of the Matrix was to start taking a percentage of the cash and turn it into a cash generating asset, right? Which I did. I was able to snap up quite a bit of real estate in San Diego after the financial crisis. And then I invested in, the stock market and, various things. Well, I did not plan on helping people with their money, but I have always felt money. You know how we were saying, and I hope we get to go back to this, your connection with animals, it's a frequency.
Yeah.
Well, I have that with money and the market and investing. Oh, cool. And always, even as a child, I could feel money. And so,
Can I ask you, what is your heart will center? Is it defined, undefined? Do you have gates in there? What's going on with that? Because that can have a lot to do with finances, but you seem to have a great you have a talent in a sense and a feel, as you're talking about, for others as well as for yourself.
I do.
And sometimes there's a toggle there. If it's undefined, you don't have it for yourself, you do have it for others, or vice versa. Can I interrupt you and ask that? Because I'm too curious.
No, and I wish I could answer it. Dang it. I mean, I have my chart pulled up.
Okay, yeah. So the heart wheel center is the little triangle up in the middle, like above the emotional center, and it's by the identity center, by the G center.
Right, two triangles, like on the side, right?
Yeah, so there's a lower triangle. Okay, there's two on the lower side that are juxtaposed. So that's the spleen and the emotional center. So then above the emotional center, a triangle that's all on its own.
Okay, so that one has 26, 51, 21, and 40.
Ooh, you got a lot of definition. And is it colored or is it white?
26 and 21 are colored, and 50.
I mean the whole center.
It's colored.
Okay, so you have a lot of definition, which is beautiful. You have a lot of gates and you have definition. Okay, now keep going. I don't know what's going on with it.
I love it. So it's so funny. I'm like, there's a triangle here.
that's okay. I know it well enough. I can point
out. I know, that's pretty amazing. So I was at a kid's birthday party and we were, you know, standing around the fire, and a parent was like, hey, can you help me with my money? And I'm like, no, I don't do that. And so at the end of the party, I had helped she and her partner, and I'd helped them with money. And I remember, because I did, it was an in-person thing, because I was like, well, I'll just, you know, come to your house, because I had no products or anything at that point. And I remember sitting out front and I thought, okay, if I'm going to do this, I have to do it the way that I want to do it. That's all I knew. And what had created success for me was not just the investing in rental properties and all that. Like, I think sometimes, like, you see people on social media and they're giving you like these formulaic steps and you're like, if I could just do that. Well, I knew for myself, there was so much more than that, because I actually got really depressed like halfway through when I was building that wealth plan. And it was the spiritual aspect that came in, that really the energy of money that gave me sort of the connection with it all, and the story and my connection to horses and all of that, like, it all kind of weaved together. Once I weaved it all together and created, it's almost like a spiritual wealth plan that I felt like was my story, then the money just took care of itself. And so when I went in to, you know, help this, this woman and her partner, I was like, I have to do it my way. And I started it with meditation, and 8 sessions later, it was like, I don't know. She sent me a letter and said, you've changed my life. And wow. Bought a cabin in Big Bear that our kids will grow up in. And, you know, and I just felt like, okay, well, I've kind of felt a little chosen for it. Just given all the things. So that was about 7 years ago. And then, so I started, you know, teaching money, and now I've built up a team. I have an amazing team, and I'm doing, like I told you before, this year's all about like doing more in-person events. You know, it's all been growing well, and I cannot believe the amount of people that I have been able to help, because the more I lean into it, the more this is truly my joy, you know?
This is so fantastic, because the first thing you said was that you can feel money.
Yeah.
And then the energy of money. And that is what we have to mend. It's not, and it's not something outside of us, like, oh, because the economy or the finances or the things or the, it's not outside of us. It is the intimate relationship we have with the energy of money. And you know what? I find even sometimes, like, I had to mend even my willingness to say money, to say the word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in a way that I wasn't just like trying to like not feel it at all, to allow money to be, married again, if you will, with abundance. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's just one of the expressions of abundance. So I feel that we really first need to remedy our intimate personal relationship with the energy of money in order for us to be able to move forward in the wealth creation.
Yeah. And it's so intuitive that you figured out, like, when you say the word money, right? And especially like you tell a lot of people, like, say, I love money. And then it's like, oh God, you know, then they feel like some greedy person or whatever. One of the concepts that I teach is called, you know, I call it money neutrality, which is basically like, how can like the energy within you, like you said, when you say money, how can that feel as neutral as I'm wearing a purple shirt?
So neutral is that where we neutral is that where we need to always be, or is that where is that a place? Because you know we do things that are like, I feel like sometimes we're overcorrecting our negativity with highly positive things that are just going to raise our vibration. Maybe it just raises it to neutral. Am I on it? Or do we want to get to the place where we have like that neutral experience all of the time?
Well, neutral is the place of power, because neutral is okay. The void, right? So neutral, money neutrality is the greatest opening for money in total.
I have to write it down. Money neutrality is the greatest opening
to money.
To money.
Yes.
Y'all, are you listening on the live feed? By the way, hello to those here who are here live. And if you have any questions or comments, tell us where you're watching, listening from. And if you have any questions, this is powerful. I love it. So money neutrality is the greatest opening. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And I want to share with you the law of requisite variety, but not now. I want to keep going. I want you to keep going.
So you're not trying to be in neutrality all the time, because the moment you try and be in neutrality, you're actually out of neutrality. Yeah. Neutrality is a state of allowing, but you actually need the contrast. Like, you need to know that when you say money, that it feels a certain way in your body in order to be able to get to neutrality. So the contrast is the path to neutrality, which is the greatest opening to money. Now we are shifting, like we're in between, and you probably know this as well, we're kind of like living almost like in an old paradigm, but we're moving into a new paradigm. And so we're coming into this with so much conditioning and emotions around money that it's very difficult for us to get to that money, that state of money neutrality. Now, if you walk into a room full of billionaires, they're not actually worried about money. So what happens is their creativity is first and foremost, and then they have a knowing that the money is going to come after it. So the challenge is getting people who are concerned about not, you know, being able to pay the bills, or maybe they're in credit card debt or something like that. How do you feasibly get them to the place of money neutrality without them telling themselves a lie and it being fake and them being inauthentic? Because the new paradigm is, we're moving towards consciousness, authenticity. Yeah. So you can't, you know, and that's one of the reasons that money manifestation is getting, it's getting a little bit outdated, to be honest, but the way that we've been talking about it, because it's highly conceptual and feeling based, but there's a missing element of belief, underlying believability for it. And if you don't believe that money's going to come to you, then that feeling is going to stay in your body of, oh my God, money, right? When you say money, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we have to be able to kind of advance ourselves into the next conversation, and money neutrality is definitely the path towards it. And I hope that answers your question. So it's not about staying in it all the time. You don't need to be in it all the time, because the money frequency that holds the money that you're driving for, as long as you are in energetic consistency, which has nothing to do with linear time, as long as you are in energetic consistency and can spend more time there, right? Abraham Hicks talks about this with just feel good better, or just feel better more of the time, right? Mm-hmm. Then you're gonna move yourself towards money neutrality.
Right. Yes, because there's not, the only thing that is consistent is change. So if we're raising our vibration, if we're evolving, whatever you want to call it, then of course something like being neutral in relation to money is going to fluctuate, because we need the contrast in order to move higher. And right. I wanted to tell you about the law of requisite variety, because it's right in alignment with this, and it's amazing. The law of requisite variety is actually a law of systems mechanics, but it's clearly a metaphysical law as well. And it is, the law of requisite variety states that whoever is most flexible controls the system. So flexibility, neutrality, these are similar frequencies. I think we're talking about that. They talk about a similar place.
And, yes.
And not only, and this is, again, you can see this in a system, that in a closed system, which is what we're talking about, because energy is one. Therefore, it is a closed system. Mm-hmm. So if you were inauthentic, then you would have, the observer effect in quantum physics would be activated. You would be repelling, you'd be moving it away from you if you were inauthentic. It wouldn't, you know, work. So not only if whoever's most flexible controls the system, whoever is most flexible, the system will begin to serve them. And
I love this.
Yeah. And so just think about it, even in our human emotional terms, if someone's confident and relaxed, what do they got going on? Right? Like we can understand that. Or one of the times that I went to go buy a car, it was after I had let go of my old career. I'd already started this career and there was that overlap, you know?
Yeah.
So I had a company car. They took out the company car. My studio is only 2 miles from my house. So I was like, maybe I don't even need a car. And I like the idea of not paying for a car if I don't need it. But I went to go check it out anyway. But I had in my mind, I wanted to spend this much, and that was it. And they were like, oh, no. You are so wrong. It's 8 times as much as that. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't want to waste your time. I'll leave. I wasn't doing the thing that's a trick negotiating. But they wouldn't let me leave. And they did give me that car for what I, but I wasn't like working or efforting at it. I was really truly flexible, but it frees your creativity as what I'm noticing, right? It frees your authenticity and your creativity.
Yes. And you have totally gotten to it, because I was going to give the example. You're exactly right. But people have already felt money neutrality in their lives. They just haven't created a practice around it. Mm-hmm. What you just said was money neutrality, because you didn't need something. Right.
Yeah.
So if in that moment you didn't need something, so you had the ability to be flexible. Right. And we see this in all aspects of our lives too. We see it in relationships as well.
Of course.
No?
Right.
But you know, the thing is, like, a lot of people, especially if you have entrepreneurs here who are selling products, I mean, one of the ways to see when you're out of money neutrality is, let's say that you're on a call and someone's like, hey, you know, I would like to work with you. What does that look like? Well, notice your energy will actually shift a lot of times when you go to start talking about money or the price or something like that, right? So money neutrality would be, you can do that. You could get to this point where it doesn't shift, because like when you start to see money as ones and zeros, then there's no emotion around, right? And then therefore you can be practicing money neutrality. That's how you practice it more in like a real life situation, or like you said.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. In relationships, you know, the old adage, once you stop looking, that's when you're going to get that partnership or that relationship, because perhaps you are fulfilled in yourself, and then you're bringing your full self to something when it's activated. Yeah. It's not having a somatic response. Right. That's what it's like.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, because I have been learning a lot of, you know, it's the lessons. It's so funny, because the lessons that I teach with money, I'm kind of relearning a lot of these lessons in other areas of my life, even though it is the same lesson, if you know what I mean, like expectations in relationships, expectations in a money conversation. And so some people might be better at one area than they are at the other. But again, what are we moving towards? Consciousness, whereby the authenticity that we naturally bring to the surface, it's just wanting to go into these other areas. And it's just what you said. I love the whole flexibility thing, because it's some people call it like exploration. Some people call it creating new, whatever it is. It's that opening, kind of what we're doing now. There's an opening. There's not an agenda here. There's not a, hey, I know I'm going to say this next sentence. There's an opening for it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So how does one, because I'm sure there are people listening who are like, yeah, I can kind of feel that. However, I do need to pay my rent. You know, I do need that. So how do you help people to find neutrality among the practical, you know, situations that are occurring?
Well, most people have like, obviously that everybody has a certain relationship with money. I have a certain relationship with money and the investing and things that I do. So I think it is really taking responsibility for that relationship because it is self-created and the relationship is what's determining the circumstance, but without doing that in a way that you're blaming yourself. Like the first thing that I teach inside the Spiritual Investor Program is forgiveness with money, because like drop the bag of rocks, right? It's okay. And when I say it's okay, you don't have to like be okay with it as much as you just have to go, well, I'm not going to carry it with me, the guilt or the shame, or I'm not good with money or whatever. Leaving that behind. And then also, you know, because once you do that, then you're stepping into the responsibility. Well, I already knew that the rent was going to be $3,000. Why am I once again, 3 days before the month, concerned about this? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, if you're taking full responsibility for it, then you would have either the money or you'd have 3 months ahead. So it's finding that point of ease, because when I ask people, what would make you feel comfortable with regards to the rent? A lot of them say, I'd love to have like enough where I can just not have to worry about it and I can pay it ahead of time. So that's definitely one thing about it. The other thing is, for the most part, people's standards are too low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your minimum standards, what you accept is a minimum standard.
Is a minimum standard. Like, you know, Elon Musk is not going to accept like a free lunch, you know, or something like that. And then somebody else might. It's like, we don't realize that we're simply just an expression of the standards that we've already accepted in the outside world. And within ourselves, like it should not be our standard that we ever have to worry about rent, given that that is a fixed amount that you already know about.
And we will be right back. Hello, Charmed Life listener. It's Trisha, and I am making a special invitation for you to Sacred Sphere. This is a bi-monthly communal learning, practice, and resonance space. It is your community for intuition, manifestation, and spiritual development. It's happening twice per month, and there are special benefits if you subscribe so that you can go to every one of these or see the replays. It is a place for your deep, immersive healing and your powerful manifestation practice to unfold in your life. I'm so excited about this. The vision for this is large and wonderful. We're going to be changing our own lives, and I believe we're going to be changing the world. So check it out. The link is in the description. We can't wait to work with you, to see you, to love you there. Empowered Empath. This is a program designed for the sensitive soul, for the person with that empathic nature. And by the way, that is a healing ability. However, this is a healing ability that you can't turn off. You cannot turn off your empathic nature, because it's more than just a psychic or healing ability. It is also how you are designed. So the Empowered Empath is a powerful program that is also gentle. It consists of 4 modules with 8 life-altering lessons, 4 aura tuning meditations, and we have bonus group healing and coaching sessions that are coming up really soon. You definitely want to check the show notes so you can see when those are coming up. You have access to it for a whole year. You'll be able to continue to water the garden of your empathic nature. You'll learn how to feel centered and peaceful as a sensitive person, how to use your gifts as a superpower that they are meant to be, and you'll be receiving attunement and healing and new life strategies to live in the power and purpose of your sensitive nature. It's especially tailored for those who want to turn their empathic and sensory overwhelm into intuitive strength. It is immersive yet very gentle program, and it's suitable for all levels of development. And I especially recommend it for those whose human design body graph reveals that they have an undefined emotional solar plexus. So if you are just ready to turn that sensitive sponging into the thing that we really need right now, we need your sensitive genius shining on this planet to be in the high frequency, high functioning of your sensitive superpower. So join Empowered Empath. You have access to the lessons starting right away. Oh, by the way, it's very affordable and even comes with payment plans. Only $177 for all of this content, and you can make a payment plan of 3 months or 6 months. I made it extremely affordable and accessible because I know what it's like to need the help. So if it's your first time of really healing your empathic nature, or you need to do it another time, this is the program for you. I can't wait to see you there. And now back to the show. it's the practice though, but it's the energy practice first.
Yes.
This is what you help people with, right? So responsibility, recognizing your ability to respond to the situation. And that's right then and there, you're able to just go, well, I have power in this. Mm-hmm. That's very helpful. I think that's really helpful, right?
Yeah. And a lot of it is, I try and help people break the structures completely with their relationships. Like instead of going in, I'm always looking for the accelerated route. A lot of people teach money where they're like, oh, let's go through all of your conditioning and you learn this as a childhood and your mom and dad said this. Like, I love having those conversations. They're fun. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they're not for someone who's like, just show me what to do. Show it to me now because I want to get on with my business and make more money, right? Mm-hmm. The accelerated route is definitely just change your relationship with every single thing. Like, and it takes a high level of awareness to do it, but that's why I work with spiritual people, because what I do is I'm like, you're already partway there. You've got a spiritual practice. How can you bring that in and merge that with the money practice? Meaning like, okay, something simple would be like, you're at the grocery store. You've got a story that comes up that you need to buy the cheaper brand or the more expensive brand on something. No judgment either way. But break, how are you going to get rid of that? Because that leads to another story, to another story, to another story, to feeling an emotion in your body when you swipe your card at the register, to unpacking the groceries, to throwing food away. Like there's all of these intermingled entanglements is what I call them, relationships. Mm-hmm. So I'll just clean the slate, create new relationships, start a practice from where you want to be, and your standard will naturally change.
What does the practice look like? So you, in the spiritual investor program, you are facilitating with consciousness practices, mm-hmm. meditations, and obviously other, and lessons. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, I haven't taken it, which I'm like, maybe I'm going to take it.
Yes.
Because I do, what does that look like? And what does it look like for an individual in after, you know, when they're outside of your actual classes or coaching sessions? Both. Yeah. What do the coaching sessions look like? What does it look like outside of it?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, it's different in that it's not just about the energy money, the energy of money and the practices and things like that. That's just the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, they're not investing, they're not doing retirement, they're not doing all of that. Why? Because there's a big gap in between where they are now energetically and then that getting that investing account open, right? So the beginning of the program actually addresses that gap, breaks that structure, gets some new connections going. So you're almost meeting a new version of you money-wise. It also, we do a lot of like teaching you how the wealthy people think, right? Because it is a different way of thinking. They manage their money different. A lot of things look different. So I'm sort of opening that door a little bit to people on, you know, hey, it's not just what you see on social media kind of thing. And then we move into money management from a place of pure abundance. Like I don't budgeting, no, because it's lack and nobody feels good about that. But really getting a cash in, cash out, an idea of a snapshot, usually that makes people feel at ease with money, because a lot of times people are simply uncomfortable because it's a black box that they don't want to look at because it makes mm-hmm. them feel bad, right? So it's kind of like getting them through that piece. And then the final piece is investing, teaching them how to invest, getting them started on that. What are you buying and what does it look like? Because my ultimate goal is to have people be energetically connected to whatever they're investing in so that it becomes just like I did, because that was my success, was it became part of my story. You know, I created a business that donated money to horses. That became part of my story. That business grew and all these magical things happened, not because of me, but because I guess that flexibility thing that you were talking about, it was like allowing it in. So it's like bringing in your story, but taking you through that, but going beyond, and kind of where we started with this, like money manifestation, why it doesn't work is because once you're in this energetic state, what do you do then? And so what I noticed was there was a lot of like people being left with, okay, I've done the energy work with money. You know, people say that a lot before they join the program. They're like, oh no, I've done a lot of energy work with money. Well, they're still not where they want to be, right?
Right.
It's like, mm-hmm. okay, no, like I try and get people through the whole process until the dollars go into the bank account, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So how does one, this is always a conundrum because someone who is, you have, obviously there are different levels of what people can afford, if you will, or what literal cash they have right now. Yeah. So how does a person invest in, for example, the spiritual investor, if they are still in that literal day where the rent isn't getting paid? And you know, just the idea that in order to invest, you need a surplus, or you need, you mm-hmm. just literally need the resource of it. How does someone break that habit or that, you know, yeah, loop, that self-perpetuating loop?
That's such a great question.
And is it? Okay. I'm like, is it crazy to ask that?
It's a great question. And the reason that I love it is because I think that it's a question that's kind of like in the back of people's minds.
Yes, exactly.
And another thing is, like, you know, I hear this too, like, I don't need another program. Like I've signed up for so many programs that I don't use, kind of thing. Like, you're right. Like, you talk about breaking the structure. Well, how do you not get yourself more into either debt or a strife or whatever, you know, but you're still like trying to work on the problem. I think there's a couple of things. I think that first I'd like to almost bust the myth that you need to have more money to invest, because whether people work with me or anybody out there, not utilizing the stock market is what is keeping people poor and keeping people not in their power. That's the bottom line, because, if you look at wealthy people typically have multiple channels of money coming in. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I help people do is open new channels of money, right? So yeah, more open to the possibility. So that kind of ties in with your answer that if you're thinking about it from just now, then you're going to have maybe you have an income, maybe you have two things, maybe you have a partner or whatever, who knows, but it's, if you know that you're going into something that is going to, first of all, a lot of people find money when they do money management, because a lot of times they've missed something, or it's not a priority to them anymore, and they forgot they were paying for it or something. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a couple hundred dollars a month for the spiritual investor program. So let's say you come in, you're like, okay,
that's pretty good.
A lot of people are like, okay, they're going to find half that, right? So they're going to find $100. Then, so you've got that. We talk about different stocks that, you know, it's $25 a share or whatever. So maybe there is a sticky point there, but if you have a path and you believe in it and you get energetically behind it, then you will be able, it's almost like going through the forest, through the trees, right? Because like now we have students who are like, oh my God, I feel so empowered because I'm seeing returns in my investing account. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. it's almost beyond the amount. It's the power that they feel from having an investing account, even if the debt is not paid off. Cause I don't believe most financial people are like, oh, pay everything off and then invest.
Right.
Well, no, because the it's funny because the students that came in last year, they said, they're like, thank God we didn't do that because the market returned 24% last year. So they would have been missing out.
You would have lost money. Yeah.
And I hate mm-hmm. this whole like either or situation that people live mm-hmm. in. Like, don't let people pigeonhole you into, you have to wait, because there's no such thing as linear time anyways, mm-hmm. or either or whatever. You have infinite possibility. Like, I have full belief that people can figure out how to do it all, but the flexibility comes in that you talked about.
Yeah. You know, and you're speaking to, I was going to ask this question, and you already are speaking to it, because I have a belief, and so does my husband, that it keeps playing out and I haven't broken yet, that I have to work. It, like, there has to be this reciprocal work, a certain amount to get paid a certain amount. And I, the amount of work that I need to do in order to have the money that is, you know, my heart's desire, my body can't even do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just impossible. Mm-hmm. And, but what you pointed out is investing is one part of how you break that belief and that, that pattern, because there are multiple channels of money resources flowing to you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. An investing account if we just completely shifted the perspective on it, instead of it being like some old white guy that like has this, that's super wealthy that's investing, right? If we just completely shift the paradigm and said, all an investing account is saying yes to more.
Yeah.
We would all like, I mean, we've had $12 stocks that give a 9% return. Come on. Like who cannot do that given that it's free to go out and open an investing account, right? It is once you start shifting people into really, honestly, what we're doing is we're shifting them into their more powerful money version of themselves is all I'm doing. Yes, I do offer the guidance on kind of the financial structure about it with helping people make smarter decisions, but I'm not telling them what to do. You know, I'm giving them the information and I'm holding this belief on their behalf. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. That is, if they are in the container of that resonance, then things will start to shift.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It's the structure. It's the container. And that's hard to explain, which you explained it well, but that's hard to explain. You know, none of us are looking for another program that we can just, you know, plunk money down that we would feel better plunking. What we're all looking for, no matter what you're talking about, whether it's friendships or whatever, we're looking for that environment that is going to help us step into what this next version of us. That's what we're looking for all day long.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And again, no matter what the program is or what the scenario is that moves us forward, and what the subject is, I am wondering if, I really want to know before I forget to ask, can people enter the spiritual investor program at any time, or is it, you know, it starts and ends at a certain time?
It is. I used to have it where, you know, you had certain times of the year. I opened it twice a year. I've tried all different things. And really at the end of the day, I made a decision in April of 2021 that everything I did in my business was going to be effortless. And this was Guru Jagat, who, you know, with the Rama Institute, like she really helped. Again, that I put myself in that environment and I got a check, right? And when I made that decision, I made it and everything has been effortless. For me, I felt like I got tired of saying no when people contacted me on Instagram and said, can we join the program? And I'm like, oh, you're ready, but I'm not ready. I thought like, this just doesn't even seem right. So what we do is we offer lots of different like workshops and things like that throughout the year. And we have more people join sort of in like little groups, but we just had people. I had one person join yesterday. I had a few people join the day before. Typically we have people joining on a daily basis that they can jump in anytime and the group welcomes them and the group knows that, and then they can start going with it. I do a ton of live calls. If you can't tell, I like connecting with people. So there is a strong live element to the spiritual investor program where people come and that we dig in there. Like the calls are really shifting. I'd say they're one of my favorite things.
So you do the live, like basically like a discovery call before someone enters the program, but then, oh no, you're talking group calls?
Group calls.
Group calls are so valuable. Awesome. And I know a lot of people feel like we need one-on-one work, but I got to tell you, Elizabeth, I'm talking to the audience. Yeah. Elizabeth creating the container and holding that belief in that resonance space, but then everybody else making their transformations within it. This is what I call spiritual osmosis, because when someone is in the hot seat talking to, you know, the coach and having a transformation, that ripples across all of us who have agreed to be in that resonant space, not just be in, but co-create it. And we're experiencing it as well, both cognitively, as we find our beliefs, like we can see our beliefs shifting and changing, but on them, those much more subtle energy levels. So I'm actually like, I love that it's group based is so much more powerful in my estimate. I mean, there's value. I do one-on-one work, but there's so much value in doing group work.
There is. And I actually, speaking, you know, of the effortless thing, I stopped seeing people one-on-one over a year ago, probably 14 months ago. And like I took that product away and we had a wait list. People were on the wait list for 6 months to get one-on-one work. And I thought, you know what? the group, like you say, the group is so powerful, the dynamic of it, that I don't know, there was something within me that was like, I need to move towards that. And the other day someone put in the chat, they're like, I changed a flight to make this call, and I'm so glad I did. And so again, it was another reconfirmation, if you will, like I had at the kids' birthday party. So now I have a mastermind. So I have a small intimate group that's 12 people. And so I run that quarterly. That's brand new. So that's been really amazing. And then we have the group program, and then we have an investing club that you can kind of go into that's really a lot more detailed with stocks. So, and I don't know, it seems like it covers all bases, but like you said, they're adding such an element with the group that I can't think of the questions they're going to ask, and the questions that they have are so energetically in line with the question the other people, that it's more, the group to me is more valuable than the one-on-one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I so agree. And I love doing that work for that reason as well. This is so incredible because you have a nice tiered system for however much evolution someone wants to do with you and everything that you've created. Mm-hmm. And that spiritual investor program, basic tier, you said it's only a couple $100 a month, which is so fantastic, because there are people who have the value that, and I don't mean to talk down about other people, but you know, there are people who they would only start that at $10,000, and that's fine, because that's the level of where they're working, and the, you know, but it's so beautiful that you are empowering people really on many levels. I know $200 is can be a lot for us at certain times. It's definitely been a lot for me at points in my life, but maybe we can find, with our modern kind of lifestyle that we have, I think Starbucks, if you got Starbucks every day, that's probably $200 a month, right?
Well, yeah, that, and also, and thank you for saying that. You know, sometimes I ask people, I'm like, you know, is it difficult to make $100 a month? And most people say, oh no, that's easy, right?
All right.
Is it difficult to make $100,000 a month? And people say, oh yeah, that, you know, that's kind of out of their wheelhouse. So when you're talking about this, like a couple $100 a month, like if you, and again, this is, doesn't have anything to do with me. This is taking on the responsibility for yourself. And I would say anyone that's thinking about doing it, take on the responsibility. Well, I'm going to find a portion of that, and then I'm going to make another portion of that up, and I'm going to invest, and I'm going to be way better off, right? Like pre-make that decision and you're golden, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Elizabeth, this is incredible. I'm seriously going to take the program, and I'm going to maybe encourage my husband to do it as well, because there's so many, you're just hitting on, it's just the freedom of it. The last piece, as you said, we are shifting from an old paradigm, moving into a new paradigm. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, what I call the consciousness age. We had the industrial age. We had the information age. We're in the consciousness age now, but our bodies and some of the systems are still over there. And we still have some of the, you know, there's a kind of a collision, maybe a little bit. There's something that's about to break. And it's going to break over, though, into more of what you are leading, mm-hmm. where people who are energetically in attunement and alignment, that's already where the wealth wants to go.
Exactly.
That's already where it wants to go.
Exactly. And that's amazing. You feel that. You feel that as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The greatest amount of wealth will belong to the consciously expanded beings in the future. And so what I'm doing now is like, I'm just basically saying, well, when do you want to start? Because you're going to, it's coming to you. Why wait and get started on it? Get started on it now, because that's, you're exactly right. That is where it wants to go. And in the future, we're not actually going to work in the future. Like our connection already, you can see it, our value. This live stream is so valuable, right? Like that the value exchange in the future is going to be cleaner than it is now, if that makes sense, because it's all value out, money in, the circle of abundance, value out, money in. But we have to get good at receiving money is where a lot of people get. So they give value, value, value. And spiritual people are like, I'm giving all this value. Yeah, but you haven't learned to receive the money yet. Mm-hmm. So the circle is not completed. And that will be more complete in the future, whereby people will literally be giving value and then money will be coming in as an indirect, multi-channeled, multifaceted way. You won't even think about it because you'll have 10 streams set up, which will come in and it will be paying that rent that we talked about.
Yes, it's that cycle. I mean, that's natural to us. That's our breath, right? That's the breath of life.
Exactly. You're right.
How could we just take, breathe out all the time and not properly?
That's right.
Yeah, that's just not sustainable.
Yep.
And so, right, we need to find that balance. And it has to do with some old conditioning, some old beliefs, some old, our awareness of some pain that has either been caused to us or by us or whatever mess of that. But we do need to break that so that we can move into the responsibility, the neutrality.
Yeah.
And that's what nature wants. That's what spirit wants. That's what nature wants, right?
Exactly. And it happens so quickly because it's such an opening. Just like when you get like a download, it's so powerful. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh, Elizabeth, this is fantastic. Is there any last thing you would like to share as we sign off for today? I want to work with you. But if you listen to the podcast, I don't say that all big, not because I don't want to work with people, but this is really, I felt that resonance when we made this appointment. And then when I started to hear some of the work that you're doing out there.
Thank you so much. Well, first of all, that's what I was going to say is that I'm just so incredibly grateful that you and I connected in this way, because I think that it creates its own wave out there. Right. And as I told you before, even being in your energy was instantly like, I was like, oh my gosh, this human is powerful. Right. So I'm really grateful for that. And, I'm excited for you to open up to this, you and your husband as well. And I cannot wait to see that. And I would say to anyone out there, I think what Tricia said was so key about the flexibility, because the only way to move forward is to know that you're not your circumstance.
Mm, yes. Mm-hmm. And your circumstances are old. They're energetically old.
They're too young, right? They're old. Yeah, exactly. So that is really the only way to move forward. And if you're not trusting yourself, then you're kind of still operating in the old paradigm, because the authentic self is not going to question, can I trust myself on this? So yeah. I think, I don't know why I just felt like I should say that to people, like, because I think sometimes people feel like they need to ask somebody else when, in a lot of ways that's giving your power away. So.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. What a wonderful conversation. And, I'm looking forward to more. So thank you so much for bringing your light, your wisdom, and your belief for all of us to the podcast today. Everyone, this is Elizabeth Ralph.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And everyone, that will be it for this episode. I just want to remind you that you can listen to this on the podcast feed, and that, just make sure that you are subscribing and clicking that bell, because, these live podcasts are really fun. And check the show notes so that you can get in touch with Elizabeth, join her spiritual investor program. I will see you there. I mean it. And also check the show notes for the things that I'm offering, such as my Sacred Sphere program, which is my twice monthly community for intuition and manifestation development, where people are giving and receiving readings, whether you want to give readings or receive them, or just be in a community to be able to expand your consciousness, work on manifestation and intuition, and just be in spiritual community. It's the place for you. So that's what I have for you in this episode. And just thank you so much for believing in yourself and trusting yourself, as Elizabeth has encouraged us to do. Thank you for shining your light on our beautiful world. And thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are.